Okay, so this is episode 13 of Fragmentum. So just going to give you a little microcast update to some of the things that's been going on that may be of general interest. End of last week, took some of our third year BA Games Design and Art students to a couple of tours. One was of the Somerset House Studios in London, and then we were toured there by the company called Mind the Film, and that was a great real insight into this new space for sort of artists and makers to work on their projects, but also they got, you know, as advantages to being in this space and kind of being able to collaborate, or there's various opportunities to open out. So it's a great eye-opener for the students. There's loads of cool people in there. Obviously Mind the Film showed us around. I'll link to all these things in the show notes as well. Lone Lady has got a space there as well, but I didn't get to see her, which was disappointing. But again, that's the kind of interesting, exciting types of people that are in that space. And then we carried on to a studio called Senep in London as well. And they talked to us about their sort of side projects and a website, which is a Seeds project, which I will link to. And one of my graduates, alumni, is working there on a game that's based around sort of crazy golf, which is really interesting. And I'll put a picture in on Inviri. I'm going to put a picture in on my hidden chapters. So this is something else I'm going to be trying out in my podcast. I'm going to be using Forecast, which is Marco Arment's new podcast tool, which is for, I think, just generally like making the final production of a podcast easier. So I'm going to export this microcast in theory out of Logic in a different format to what I normally do, which is using the MP3 encoder in Logic, and use Forecast to encode that. And included in theory is if you have chapter markers, this makes it very, very easy to add in different artwork and bits and pieces. So I'm going to try that out. Obviously, a microcast, you don't need chapters necessarily, but one of the things he mentioned about the tool on a recent Accidental Tech podcast was that you can have invisible chapter markers that just allow you to change the artwork. So I'm going to have a little play with that. I'm sure the tool is excellent. It's still in beta, but it's free. All he asks is that if you you know, really like the tool and enjoy using it, that you talk about the fantastic podcast player Overcast. As people would know, if they followed anything of mine, I'm a massive fan of Overcast anyway. I've been a big fan of the stuff Marco Arment does in general. So I would definitely recommend that, even if I wasn't using this Forecast tool. So I think if everyone wants to check out a podcast, it blows the socks off anything else that's out there as far as I'm concerned. So that's cool. So hopefully you'll see some nice little pictures. What else has been going on? Oh, today we had a big meeting at work, which was to do with the revalidation of our course here. So every 5 years, every UK BA course has to be quality assured checked, and so this is an opportunity to make changes, do bits and pieces. We weren't making many changes, in fact we were just tidying things up, but had a pretty positive meeting, so that's good. So that's all moving ahead. I don't think I've said anything that's out of turn there. None of that is secret, because there's a little asterisk saying the course is subject to revalidation. Well, that just means we're making sure that it's all up to date and looking, you know, fantastic going forward. So I was really pleased with that meeting. Pretty stressful administrative sort of piece, but it was, yeah, it went as well as could be expected. So plenty of work to be done as ever, but I'm pretty pleased about that. Got a few days marking and then I'm off on holiday, which is going to be great. And I plan to switch lots and lots of things off. I've got a little bit of PhD work to do, so I'll be talking about that in the next microcast for definite. Probably go quiet until start of January again on the microcast front. The last thing I'm going to just mention in this episode is that, so as you know, I've been using micro.blog for most of my publishing now, and that syndicates to Twitter and Facebook, and it's been fantastic. I use Onyagram to take Instagram pictures and put them on microblog as well, and that's now the only places I post from is my microblog, which you know is discursive.adamproctor.co.uk, through the microblog app, because I have a hosted microblog account, and from Instagram. I'm getting more and more annoyed with Instagram. It seemed to be down or at least very patchy last week in the UK. So I'm certainly considering just going and owning stuff, including my photos, on microblog. I think it'd be nice if they can get a couple more support for multiple photos and things, but I know that some of it's been updated and I need to have another look at that. But having said that, you know, it's made me think more, because I thought, yeah, my discursive website was looking, it was starting to look really good. I like the content. You kind of flick through, there's short and long form things, interspersed with obviously links to the microcast. And it's starting to really have a nice feel for me, and it gives a real flavour of the kind of things I'm interested in. Hopefully then when people read it, they'll either want to connect up and, you know, have a conversation around some of these things, or, you know, they're just like-minded individuals are getting some value out of that material. I was a really early user of Twitter as well. So in, you know, 2006, I was on very early. And one thing that I liked about Twitter was you could just post, you know, what you were doing. So, oh, I'm having a cup of tea or whatever. And that was quite fun to, you know, openly share this stuff. And that was new, you know. And it was kind of funny. And people used to think, well, why would you do that kind of stuff? But it was interesting, you know, so you could post your sort of thoughts and comments. And then since moving to Microblog, it's made me think a little bit more about the comments that I post, and that they have a particular maybe audience, or they're a lot more should be a lot more interesting than thoughts at the moment, even though I syndicate to Twitter. So last on the weekend, AFC Wimbledon, who I'm a big fan of, owner, fantastic cooperative set up, community owned, amazing club. If you don't know anything about the history of the club and you're interested in ethical sports and community-based sports, you should definitely have a look at their history. It's fantastic. And we were playing Wigan, so I'm a season ticket holder with my dad and my daughter, playing Wigan on the weekend. And from my point of view, although I am obviously a biased fan, Wigan's tactics were pretty underhanded. And I made comments to that effect on through Microblog out to Twitter, you know, basically sort of, you know, mentioning the Wigan official Twitter handle. And they were just kind of throwaway comments at the moment, you know, just frustration, I suppose, with some of the way the game was being played, and things that I felt were maybe a little unfair, which I did at the time think, oh, I don't know if I should bother posting this because Microblog is coming through Microblog. Maybe I should just go onto Twitter. But then I'm like, but I don't like you going into Twitter anymore. And it kind of seemed a bit silly to sort of disconnect these things. So maybe I will, but I haven't quite thought about it. And I'm certainly not going to shut down my Twitter at this point. But of course, those tweets attracted a lot of responses from Wigan fans, which is fine. You know, various things just kind of telling me to grow up and whatever. And nothing that interesting, obviously. But I kind of realised, actually, you know, Microblog isn't the place for throwaway commentary, and it's not the place where you might attract sort of troll based comments, you know. And so going forward, I'm certainly going to be revising my thoughts. I'm not going to delete anything on Microblog. I don't believe in deleting things you've put out there, but I'm definitely going to be reducing any capacity to talk about the mundane. You know, I'm certainly going to talk about Wimbledon because they're a big part of what makes the things that I do interesting. That different business model to that of the Premiership in the UK, etc., is a big thing for me, and you know, so that is important. And so obviously there'll be mentions of football in those terms, but I think in regards to sort of general comments and like things I would have posted on social media in the past, I'm likely not going to post. Now whether I decide to post them in Twitter only or not, it's really unlikely. But it was an interesting sort of moment for me, and I thought, actually, you know, let's make sure this Microblog looks great and says some great things, and when people come and read it, it's all contextual and makes sense. It's not just not just random comments. And I'm certainly, as people who know me, I can get a little bit carried away with going off on the random. So hopefully you're enjoying the microcast, you're enjoying Discursive, my Microblog, and yeah, thanks again for listening.